Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will leave for Russia today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS summit on Tuesday and Wednesday and also hold bilateral meetings with leaders of the group's members and other invitees. The summit is the first since the expansion of the group to 9 members, with Egypt, Iran, Ethiopia and the UAE joining this year after being offered membership in the 2023 summit in South Africa. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. The Southern Angami Youth Organization, SAYO, has imposed restriction on movement of vehicles with more than 3 axles from plying on the National Highway 2 within the Southern Angami region till further notice. The restriction began last evening following the end of 15 days ultimatum served on October 4th. SAYO President Metekrelia Majura said, loaded heavy vehicles bearing more than 3 axles are being stopped at Pesama Old Check Gate and Kuzama Check Post as the road is not in a condition to hold heavy vehicles. He said heavy vehicles are restricted to enter the SAYO jurisdiction in order to prevent further risk to commuter safety as well as the truck drivers. Mr. Majura said some development took place on the said road following the ultimatum served, however expressed its dissatisfaction. The SAYO president therefore urged the concerned authorities to take immediate actions on repairing and upgradation of road with proper drainages, adding that they will continue to restrict the movement of the said vehicles till their demand is fulfilled. He also informed that special permit is given to trucks with more than 3 axles carrying goods to Kisama in view of the upcoming 25th Hornbill Festival. It may be mentioned that the SAYO, through a representation submitted to the Deputy Chief Minister, Planning and Transformation, National Highways on October 4th, asking the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited to restore National Highways from Kohima to Mau Road within 15 days and initiate upgradation work to a full-fledged two-lane road. Police Commemoration Day is being observed across the country today. On October 21, 1959, 10 valiant policemen laid down their lives in an ambush laid by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs, Ladakh. October 21 is observed in commemoration of these martyrs and of all other martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Homage is being paid to police martyrs with the main function organized at National Police Memorial, which is customarily presided over by the Union Home Minister. Similar programs are organized across the country by all police forces. In Nagaland, the Police Commemoration Day will be observed at PHQ Kohima. President Dr. Mohamed Moizu has decided to introduce India's Unified Payment Interface in the Maldives. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. The move is expected to bring significant benefits to the Maldivian economy, including increased financial inclusion, improved efficiency in financial transactions, and enhanced digital infrastructure. Indian tourists will be able to make transactions in Indian rupees on UPI-enabled apps without going through the hassle of converting currency. The financial interface operated by National Payments Corporation of India has been operational in several international locations including UAE, Sri Lanka, France, Malaysia, Singapore, Nepal, the UK and Mauritius. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is taking necessary steps to ensure high quality and affordable healthcare facilities to all. Addressing the Bihar and Jharkhand Medical Forum conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda highlighted the government is committed to implementing a comprehensive health policy that provides holistic, inclusive, preventive, curative and rehabilitative care to all. The minister said the two states have taken significant leap in preventative healthcare in the past few years. Nagaland is leading against Manipur by 309 runs at the close of day 3 in the Ranji Trophy match at Nagaland Cricket Stadium. Nagaland declared their second innings at 306 for 5, setting Manipur a challenging target of 405 runs to win. Currently, Manipur is struggling at 96 for 2 in 29 overs in their second innings, still needing 309 runs to win. Nagaland is just 8 wickets away from securing victory. Play resumes at 8:30 a.m. today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.